Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with a name you know. You know him as the new NXT champion. We got Bron Breakker. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Obviously, it's been quite the day for you, quite the last 24 hours. You win the NXT championship just months after debuting. Could you have imagined it happening this quick? I mean, you were a highly touted prospect, obviously, but this is almost unheard of.
Yeah. You know, this is unbelievable. It's a crazy moment for me. And this is surreal, man. It's like a dream.
And I know you're going to get asked about this a lot. Your father was in attendance. That went viral. I mean, I had pictures sent to me from the venue that like hundreds of people retweeted. You have the former champion going over there and showing his respect to your father as well. What did that mean to you to have your father, Rick Steiner, present there?
It was really cool, man. It's the first time he's seen me perform, and that's an unbelievable moment, man. I'll never forget it.
So ahead of the match, there was this fantastic entrance that you have where you're kicking through the X, you're pulling the chains. How did that come about? I'm very interested to learn the process of who came up with that.
Honestly, I don't know. I just showed up, and that's what we were doing. That's really all I got. I mean, I have no idea, to be honest.
So we're like, when you find out that's what you're doing and you see these chains up there, you're heading into a world title match. Things can go wrong, obviously. Like, yeah. How are you feeling there? Cause I mean, you're a powerful dude. We don't like, maybe somebody leaves it hooked up. Like we don't know what could happen there. What's going through your head?
It's the same thing you just said. I hope something mess up. that was cool, man. I was a cool thing for me to get to do. And, the staff here at NXT is the creative staff is fantastic, man. They're always coming up with cool ideas and just cool ways to make everybody just further their character and further their abilities. They do a fantastic job. It's great.
So obviously the switch to NXT 2.0 has been a big one for you personally, because you've been the centerpiece of that rebirth of NXT, but you signed with WWE about a year ago. So you saw plenty of the previous version of NXT. How far ahead of NXT 2.0 did you hear that you were going to be a focal point of this program?
Day before.
Wow, really?
Yeah, night before.
So prior to that, like, did you have any like plans in your mind? Like, this is when I might make it to TV. This is when I might start doing like matches, because you all haven't been doing live events for NXT as well,
right? No, to be honest, I didn't, because you know the dynamic back then was a bit different, and things were different back then, and it was just I was just focused on the daily training and trying to get better, you know what I mean? And during that time, I still have a ton of work to do. I'm still new. During that time I was like brand new. So like, all I'm focused on is practice and you know what I mean? Just being on time and you know, those things. So,
and
it's crazy.
One of those big things that's impressed a lot of the audience so far is how versatile your offense has been. Like, you go from a gorilla press power slam to a standing moonsault, a top rope Frankensteiner. Like, at what point did you realize, you know what, I'm going to integrate this into my offense, because why not?
I mean, it's just, it's my, I'm a sports entertainer, man. It's my job, and I want to entertain the fans, man. That's, I love the WWE universe. I love the fans, man. I wouldn't be here without them. And it's, I just want to show them what I can do. I want to show them that, you know, I belong here and that I can be a great NXT champion. And I want people to fall in love with my work and want to see me be on the edge of their seat when I come out. And that's all I'm trying to do. That's it.
Like, I think that, I mean, of course, people know your football background. I don't think people realize how quickly you transitioned. I mean, as of last season, you were signed with the team. And yeah. Then here you are, NXT champion the next year. I know that shortly after your run in the NFL, you signed with WWE. How soon after that did you know, this is what I want to do, this is the route I'm going? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I've been wanting to wrestle my entire life. I mean, I've been wanting to be a WWE superstar my entire life. So the second football was up for me, it was gone. Man, I was like, all right, I'm moving on. Like, this is where I wanted to be, man. Like, I've been chomping at the bit to be here, like, forever. So as soon as the opportunity, as soon as it was there, I mean, boom, I was gone.
I remember specifically, like, a picture of you went viral. You were running. It was a football drill photo, and people were like, that's Rick Steiner's son? Like, at some point, did you, like, hear buzz from wrestling fans, like, even before signing with WWE? Like, this guy's got to come over here. And how did that make you feel if you did hear it?
It was cool, man. It was a cool reception from the wrestling universe. And back when I was playing ball and it was cool, man. It was cool. The cool thing to see that the fans still love my dad and uncle and what they did before me. And it was a warm reception, man. It was really cool.
Now, I had saw where you did a match right before your signing, like in between. I think it was maybe in between the NFL run and that. What? How did that come together? And what did you learn from that experience?
And honestly, I didn't even know I was doing it. I my uncle was doing a like a signing, and you know, I just went along with him, just like, you know, just to hang out with him, honestly. And then he was like, "Hey, you're gonna wrestle." I'm like, "I don't know how to wrestle." So that's really all it was. I had no idea.
Did you get any feedback from him or your dad on that specific match? And what did they say?
No, I didn't. They give me feedback and stuff now, but honestly, I don't think so back then.
So I know you got a couple other brothers. Had either one of them ever considered or have ever considered possibly getting in the ring?
You know, we all kind of do our own stuff. I mean, it's like my oldest brother is Hudson. He works on cars, man. He's a handyman. He's like really, really good with just like working on stuff and fixing stuff. And, you know, he's an electrician and he does welding, and like, I mean, he's so, just like technically inclined. He's like very, very intelligent person. You know, my middle brother, same way. And he does like roofing and stuff, and he's a bit of more like construction route and stuff, but he was an athlete in college as well. We all three were. So, man, we're all just kind of, you know, all three doing our stuff, but you know, who knows, maybe someday.
Sure. I had heard on a Jim Ross podcast that you had met him at an AEW show when you were in college. Were there people that were like making you offers or mentioning, were there like, there's a lot of people out there scouting and stuff. There's a lot of options, but WWE has that very unique ability to scout college athletes. Had they spoken to you, or had anybody spoken to you, like even before NFL or in college?
No, I mean, cause I was just focused on football.
Sure.
That, you know, at that point, that's, you know, I went to an AEW show when I was playing football, but it was, you know, my dad is really good friends with, you know, a lot of people that work there in the back and stuff. So it was, I just got to meet all those guys and just kind of just go to a wrestling match. And, you know, it was in my backyard in Atlanta. So it was right down the street, and, you know, I went down there and just got to meet some people, and it was cool.
And as we wrap up, WWE announced some NIL deals recently, which I think is a fantastic thing for college athletes and just in general. What were your thoughts when you saw that? Because that wasn't a thing just as of a couple of years ago.
Right. I think it's a great program. It's very cool. I mean, it just shows that we have, you know, we're recruiting athletes from all over the world, and we have scouts out there doing, just like in any other sport, man, any other sport, there's people out there, they're scouting guys. They're looking for the next big thing or looking. And it's cool, man. It's I think it's a great program. I think it's going to have a huge payoff with people. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a cool thing for athletes to be a part of. And it's going to be great.
Bron Breakker, new NXT champion. I want to thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.